From North State Public Radio, I'm Claudia Brancart with your headlines for Tuesday, October 28th. The Butte County Sheriff's Office wants to continue using artificial intelligence to help write reports and summarize body camera footage. But that comes as the technology is raising legal and ethical questions. For the past 2 months, the sheriff's office has been using an AI assistant made by a company called Trulio. According to the company's website, the software is being used by over 1,000 police and sheriff's departments nationwide. But the growing use of AI in law enforcement has raised concerns. The American Civil Liberties Union says using it to generate reports could introduce bias and errors. Governor Gavin Newsom signed a bill earlier this month that requires law enforcement agencies to disclose when they use AI to write reports. At the Board of Supervisors meeting today, the sheriff's office will ask the county to sign off on a 5-year contract with Trulio to keep using the AI assistant. In other news, California's special election, where voters will decide on whether to redraw congressional maps so that Democrats have the upper hand, is right around the corner. The California Nurses Association President Kathy Kennedy is campaigning in favor of the measure, saying it could prevent Republicans from making further cuts to health care.
If hospitals cannot get the money to keep their doors open, we're looking at layoffs. We're looking at displacement of nurses, and it's actually starting to happen now.
Cynthia Dye sat on the first California Citizens Redistricting Commission. She says the measure has nothing to do with health care.
If the goal is just to save democracy, how does overturning a map drawn by 35,000 Californians and replacing it with one drawn by politicians for their own job security do this?
Election Day is November 4th. Also, thunderstorm activity this fall washed tremendous amounts of mud and debris into Big Chico Creek. The sediment came from the Park Fire burn scar, and it took more than a week for the turbid water to clear, raising environmental concerns. UC Davis professor Rob Lusardi is a freshwater research ecologist. He says that kind of sedimentation is a problem for fish, including endangered Chinook salmon.
It could settle in spawning grounds. It could change the substrate quality where fish are spawning. It could change where the eggs are incubating. Those eggs might become smothered, not have enough oxygen.
Lusardi says the murky water can also damage the gills of fish, make them more vulnerable to disease, and make it harder for them to find food. But he says the good news is all those effects are likely short-term. Additionally, California wildlife officials have euthanized 4 gray wolves in the Sierra Valley. The State Department of Fish and Wildlife says lethal removals of 4 members of a Northern California pack comes after months of livestock attacks in the region. Officials say the wolves were responsible for killing 70 livestock animals between March and September of this year. That's over 60% of the total losses attributed to wolves across California during that time. The department says the action came after months of non-lethal deterrence, including using drones, beanbag shells, and establishing a 24/7 field presence. The 4 euthanized wolves include a breeding pair, 1 female and a male. CDFW says a 5th juvenile wolf was mistaken for one of the pack members and unintentionally killed. In other news, Governor Gavin Newsom says he will consider running for the White House in 2028 after the midterm elections next year. Newsom made the statement on CBS Sunday Morning after being asked whether it would be fair to say he would give a campaign serious thought after the November 2026 vote.
Yeah, I'd be lying otherwise. I'd just be lying, and I can't do that.
Newsom has been trying to raise his national profile. He has adopted a combative style that parodies President Trump's social media strategy with similar all-caps posts, memes, and merchandise. Newsom has sparred with the Republican president over the deployment of the California National Guard following immigration protests and Trump's redistricting moves in Texas. He is leading the campaign for Proposition 50 to redraw the state's maps and add 5 Democratic U.S. House seats. Also, CAL FIRE has arrested a man accused of attacking one of its engines in Butte County earlier this summer. The agency says Butte County Engine 72 was responding to a vegetation fire in late June when it was hit by an object thrown from the side of the Upper Palermo. The engine's windshield shattered and it was unable to respond to the fire. It was later determined that a Red Bull can had been thrown at the truck. CAL FIRE says the fire engine remained out of service for weeks and required thousands of dollars in repairs. Authorities identified 31-year-old William Miller Jr. of Palermo as the suspect. He was taken into custody last week and booked on multiple felony charges. And finally, state wildlife officials will reintroduce salmon into the North Yuba River for a second year. The Department of Fish and Wildlife says staff at the Feather River Fish Hatchery in Oroville recently collected and fertilized around 350,000 spring-run Chinook eggs. They will be injected into the North Yuba's gravel next month as part of reintroducing the fish into the historic habitat. A similar injection of 300,000 eggs was done successfully last fall. And those were your headlines for Tuesday, October 28th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, visit our website at mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Claudia Brancart.